Blackstone Audio presents A Dance at the Slaughterhouse, a Matthew Scudder crime novel by Lawrence Block. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Philip Friedman. If God should punish men according to what they deserve, he would not leave so much as a beast on the back of the earth. The Quran. Chapter 1. Midway into the fifth round, the kid in the blue trunks rocked his opponent with a solid left to the jaw. He followed it with a straight right to the head. "He's ready to fall," Nick Ballou said. He looked it, too. But when the kid in blue waded in, the other boy slipped a punch and groped his way into a clinch. I got a look at his eyes before the referee stepped between the two fighters. They looked glazed, unfocused. "How much time is there?"
"More than a minute."
"Plenty of time," Nick said. "Watch a man take the lad right out. For a small man, he's strong as a bull." They weren't that small. Junior middleweights, which I guess would put them somewhere around 155 pounds. I used to know the weight limits for all the classes, but it was easy then. Now they've got more than twice as many classifications, with junior this and super that, and three different governing bodies each recognizing a different champion. I think the trend must have started when someone figured out that it was easier to promote a title bout. And it's getting to the point where you rarely see anything else. The card we were watching, however, was strictly non-title, and a long way removed from the glamour and showmanship of championship fights staged in Vegas and Atlantic City casinos. We were, to be precise, in a concrete block shed on a dark street in Maspeth, an industrial wasteland in the borough of Queens, bordered on the south and west by the Greenpoint and Bushwick sections of Brooklyn, and set off from the rest of Queens by a...